This proposition is open for all the growers who are willing to sign with us. It's an open proposition. It's a good proposition if you really read it. And it's open and welcome to anyone who wants to join it. So there is no threshold to say it's we achieve a number and we close it. No, it's a proposition to work together with our growers. And like I was saying during the speech, it's a real partnership with our growers to develop the cane and to share with the growers the benefit of our organization.
So how worried are you about the prospect of legislation? I know you mentioned in there this means legislation isn't needed, but how concerned are you about the prospect of legislation?
I trust the politician here in Australia and the various discussion we can hear to avoid unnecessary regulation. This industry is a well-organized industry, relatively sustainable. When I say relatively, the difference is between a certain market price and another market price. The difficulty is not about regulation here in Australia. The difficulty for the industry is to get the best possible international price, which will define the return for the growers. So our interest is to maximize the cane and increase the cane plantation.
But how much is Wilmar to blame for perhaps the stalling of expansion of cane in North Queensland, because growers have been so concerned about the sugar marketing battle along with other problems that they haven't expanded and they're going into different crops like rice?
I don't think we could say there is a sugar marketing battle.
You don't think this has been a battle, a dispute?
I would not qualify that as a dispute. It's a change about something existing in Australia for a certain period of time. We see that as a positive change. It's a legitimate change. And what we put up on the table to the growers is something for them to get more, to have a better return, to work together, to integrate better cane farming and milling operations. So I don't want to call that a battle. I think this is the history of the relationship between growers and millers. But what we are proposing here to the growers is a genuine partnership to work differently, precisely, and to stop this battle that is totally counterproductive in a frame of a global market that is changing very fast.
What ground will Wilmar give to come to an agreement with other grower groups who are calling for pre-contract arbitration and choice of marketer?
I don't think there is any ground here to agree on pre-contract arbitration and grower's choice. What we have signed today is a different agreement with the growers. There is no question about pre-contract arbitration, no question about grower choice. Is a logical agreement between our milling operation and the growers who grow cane and who wants to work together with us and find a way to maximize this relationship.
But how will you attract those other growers who do want that pre-contract arbitration and choice of marketer?
As you know, because you are very well informed, there is an ongoing mediation process, and we hope that all parties would be able to find a reasonable agreement during this process.